Hi, I'm Pastor Joel of Heart City Church. As a pastor, I have been shocked at times by what I've seen. Sometimes I have been doubly shocked. I remember well the story of one dear saint. This person had joined a church inspired by the pastor, a pastor who would mentor her fatherless sons. The pastor was devoted to his work, he wrote books, his congregation grew. He seemed to be a spiritual giant. But then some issues arose. This pastor had been giving marital counseling to a couple, who then divorced, and he then married the wife. Some members were concerned about this and other questionable matters, and so they called for a church meeting. The result? A division of the church, as many of them left. But not this dear soul. She stayed, unable to see that something was not right. Actually, the coming years brought a lack of assurance of salvation because others at the church seemed to be on such higher levels spiritually. I was able to provide a balm with a gospel verse that demonstrated that salvation was not a matter of our spiritual loftiness, but all of God's grace coming down to men unable to help themselves. Comforted, this dear one apparently brought up the verse at a Bible study led by the pastor. He gave her a sharp rebuke. And on the subsequent Sunday, the sermon targeted this child of God. She was said to have brought death into the church, evident because the pastor had gotten a cold. The leadership led by this pastor brought down the harshest of charges after, what we would call excommunication. This shattered soul was told not to return, even as her two sons chose to stay, even knowing that to remain would mean no further contact with their mother. I was shocked by all the disorder and evil practices. But I was in for a double shock. When I later talked to this dear soul about what had occurred, they agreed that the attack on their person was entirely wrong. But then, she said that he truly was a spiritual man. God was using this pastor to advance his cause. She had absolutely nothing bad to say about him at all. I was doubly shocked at the humility of this dear soul who, having been brutally attacked, was unwilling to respond in kind. She was considerate, full of mercy, peace-loving. I was learning about the two wisdoms James talks about in James 3, verses 13 to 18. James writes, "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let them show it by their good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness." James speaks about two sorts of wisdom, the wisdom that comes from heaven and the wisdom that is not truly wisdom because it is earthly, unspiritual, demonic. Now here's the thing. We hear that and we think it must be easy to tell the difference. Not so fast, my friend. If it was so obvious, James would not go into such detail to spell it out. There are many people who appear to be godly, have great insights, have seemingly done great things for God. Yet Jesus will tell folks who have done remarkable things in his name that he never knew them. Read Matthew 25, 31 to 46. That's a scary thing. So Joel, what do we do? Well, James suggests that you cannot necessarily know right away earthly, unspiritual, and demonic wisdom. You cannot know the wisdom that is directing someone's heart, but you will be able to identify it by the fruits, the results as that wisdom is put into action. We have to wait and watch for the results to know the source of the wisdom. And James notes humility comes from heavenly wisdom. And you know a humble heart steeped in godly wisdom by its resulting good or beautiful deeds. And James lists quite a number of qualities, including peace-loving, sincere, impartiality. A humble heart, think about it, is opposite of someone harboring bitter envy and selfish ambition. To envy is to think in your heart that God should have given that to me, not them. Selfish ambition is to want to displace God and to become the center of the universe. Where you see disorder, well, that would include divisions, instability, restlessness. You can know its source. Being more concerned about being right or defending our rights than ensuring others that they are greatly loved by God tells us there is another source, the source from below, particularly when you see an evil get overlooked in the name of a greater good, what worldly wise economists would call utilitarianism. You can see the source and expect that other evils will soon follow. And when vile practices are manifested, you can know that this is the devil's wisdom. So Joel, when you see disorder and evil manifesting in our own lives, and by the way, we're fooling ourselves if we don't see that. So what is our gospel answer? My friends, remember that wisdom is not a principle. Wisdom is a person. Christ became the wisdom of God for us, 1 Corinthians 1:30. And instead of being right or seeking his own good, Christ demonstrated the meekness of wisdom. As Peter writes in 1 Peter 2:23, when they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly. So look to Jesus and entrust yourself fully to his Father. You might be doubly shocked by the results when you do. Remember who you are and who you belong to.